Second half, Mark Willis kicks it down the sidelines, and the ball will be taken by Craig Presley at the 7. He's across the 10, up to the 15, comes near side across the 20, and he's hit from behind, finally hauled down about the 27-yard line, and that's where Houston will take over, first and 10 there.
Yeah, they're going to give him the ball. Looks like about the 27, almost the 28. Pinning down in the corner, I really thought Mark's kick was going to roll out of bounds, but it took a little bounce right there near the sideline, bounced back inside. Presley picked it up and came down the sideline trying to pick up yards.
Houston starts at their 28. Ball on the near hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. Craig Presley comes near side. Thompson, the quarterback, goes under center. Takes a snap, gives to Smith going around the left side. He's looking for a hole. Nowhere to go. The ball's on the ground. Vikings pick it up.
Yep, there's a beanbag down. That is a fumble. Yep.
And we have recovered at the 35-yard line.
And that was, I can't tell, I didn't see who it was that picked it up. Did you get that?
I sure didn't.
Don't know who picked up the fumble recovery. Looked like it might have been Gerald Dent or either Greg Reed, somebody out there. It might have been, number 4, Marcus Solomon. Don't want to say for sure, but it was somebody over there that I saw getting up, leaving.
Just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 26-0. And on the first play of the third quarter, Houston fumbles, we recover.
Look at the strong side right, Wes.
We do, and we give it to Darius Perry. He breaks one tackle inside two. Darius Perry is off to the races. He crosses the five. Touchdown, Vikings.
I'll see you, DP. I hesitate to say that the offensive line is prophetic, but as I shared with our listeners earlier, and some of you may have just tuned in, that offensive line told Darius Perry, said, when you get your carries, go to the end zone because the hole's going to be there. And now, what did you, 3 carries, 2 touchdowns, right? I don't know his number of carries, but my goodness, he's putting it in there. What's his total now?
Well, I've got him at 79, 80, 81. I've got him at 82 yards and 2 touchdowns on 3 carries. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point. Chip Osborne's snap is good. The ball's down, kicked up, and it's good. And with 11:29 to go in the third quarter, Vikings lead it 33-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
I want a steak. I don't mean a little piece of meat with some A1 on it. I mean a real steak.
Well, there's only one place for the real thing. It's Austin's Cattle Company. Fresh cut steaks every single day.
Sounds good, but I'm hungry now. How long will we have to wait?
Well, because they're the top place in town for quality USDA choice steaks, they do have their fair share of traffic. But now with 3 separate dining facilities.
That's pretty big.
And the portions they serve are more than enough to get you addicted. I mean full.
Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction. You never have to quit.
Now back to more Vikings football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Mark Willis approaches the ball, puts his foot in front. Head downfield, taken by Craig Presley at the 8. He comes across the 10, far side across the 15. Comes back towards the press box, still on his feet. He's across the 20. He's got one man around the sidelines. We hit him at the 30, knock him down at the 33-yard line. And that was number 4. Marcus Solomon that made the tackle.
No, number 6.
Was that number 6?
Yeah. Desmond Miller just popped him one, bounced him up into the air, and Desmond just kind of walked around him like, well, what's next?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, about a 28-yard return.
Had Craig back probably around the 15-yard line. He was able to make that turn and come around the left side and pick up those extra yards.
Thompson in the shotgun sends 2 Bears right, 2 Bears left. We're at a 4-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looking, throws downfield, off the hands of number 84. That's Michael Reagan, incomplete pass.
In coverage, number 15, Kelly Dossie.
Second and 10 from the 33-yard line. Thompson brings the play in from the sideline. Again, splits his receivers. Up back, looking downfield, throw. Oh, and we're going to have pass interference.
Yeah, hit him just as the ball was getting there. So that'll give them the first down on a 15-yard pass interference play. Greg Reed in on the coverage, tried to time it to get there just as the ball did, got there just a shade early.
You don't think?
Yes. They're moving that up 15 yards.
Take it back to the line of scrimmage. Mark off 15.
It'll be first and 10 for the Houston County Bears. They're back in the huddle now. Ball's placed. Again, this officiating crew moving very quickly.
It's up to the 48-yard line. First and 10 from there. Blitz is received.
Throws to the back coming out. That was number two with Garrett Davis coming out of the backfield for the pass. I saw him do something real dangerous. He kind of tossed the ball from one hand to the other as he was making the cut.
And Bear, with 2 minutes to go in the first half, it's 14-7, Tift County.
14-7, Tift County.
2 minutes to go in the first half.
Oh, they're still not to halftime. Oh, that's right there, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. There's a little running play. The coach, Presley, takes the ball across the line of scrimmage. He's across the 45, down to our 41-yard line, being pushed down to Houston there. Houston on the move here. 10:15 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead at 33-0. Thompson in the shotgun again, drops back. He just put his receiver, throws across the middle. Oh, the pass was intended for number 28. That's John Tavius Smith, but just as he went to make the catch, Bill, did you see who teed off on him?
Greg Reed. At West, you're talking about they're starting to move the ball. Something that Houston County is doing right now is they're getting to the line of scrimmage very quickly, and they're running the play quickly, almost to the point, you might have heard me just kind of ooh just a minute, like, the wide receivers may not even have been set for the 1 second before the ball was snapped. They were still almost coming to the line in movement. Watch how fast that snap it now.
Again, twins left, twins right. Thompson in the shotgun.
That was moving on the left side. They got him that time, Wes.
Umpire tosses his flag. Did our buddies next door see the score?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, that was movement. That was on the left side of the line that time. Again, they're trying to move quickly, trying to catch the Vikings a little off guard, maybe not give us an opportunity to read what their offense looks like.
I'd like to thank all our sponsors.
Yes, thank you to all of you, because we're glad to really get your spots in tonight.
Ball on the far hash mark, 2nd and 15. Ball on the 46-yard line. Again, Thompson's going to split his receivers. That's spread offense. We go to a four-man front. He's still in the shotgun. Standing back about his own 49. Presley in motion towards us. Takes the snap.
Rolls
right. Looking. Throws downfield. Off the fingertips. A big number.
38. That's
38.
Like their fullback.
Ricky Williams. Down about our 30-yard line.
Oh, yeah. He's listed as their tight end. I thought he came from a tight end spot.
To be 3rd and 15. They've got to get down to the 30. That would have been awfully close to a first down. Bears going from left to right on your radio dial, from west to east. Find everybody at the Lounge High Coaches Show at Loco Billion Pub. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be senior night. Good fun night. Ken splits his receivers. Drop back. Thompson looking.
Hold.
Looking. Throws way downfield, and boy, what a play by Greg Reed. Just inside number one, Michael Thompson, and knocks the ball away from him. And great, great play by Greg Reed.
I was watching the line play a lot on that last play, Wes, and really our defensive line's doing a great job with just the 3- and 4-man front. They're getting some twists, and I see Desmond Miller pleading his case with the official because as he tries to roll out, he's getting held, and that's the number of times with no call on him.
Greg Reed drops back about our 10-yard line. The Bears are going to punt. Michael Thompson in punt formation, standing back at the Bear 40. We're in an man front. Now we drop a man off. High snap. Gets the kick away. It'll hit and go out of bounds.
About what, about the 18, 19, 20? 19.
Yep, they'll mark it at the 19-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over first and 10 from there.
So the Vikings take over. Let's see what any difference out there. We got a 33-0 lead right now in the
and there comes Christian Glisson. 9:29 to go here in the third quarter.
Strong side right.
Takes a snap and gives it to Hargett over the right side, and he'll get about a yard.
But you, Wes, I say, you notice it on that strong side, and when I say strong side, I'm not just talking about an extra man. We've got only two offensive linemen on the left side, on the weak side of the line. Everybody else is loading up on the other side.
We're running a double tight end when we do that strong side right. Corey Franklin checks back in now.
Or traditional.
Perry had a win back on our side. Man in motion towards us. And again, we give it to Hargett. And Hargett across the 30, and he rumbles out to about the 33-yard line. And that'll be about a 10-yard carry and enough for a first down for our Vikings.
That was a play they went against the strength, rotated everybody, and swept that side. Hargett takes a step to the right, but then he cut back over. And the hole opened up very nicely for a first down run.
Got to say hello to Rick and Lucy Brown, the proud parents of James Brother Brown, our tight ends and line and tackles coach. I understand they had a long trip down last Friday for the coffee game. Glad you folks are here. Glisson back in the quarterback. Takes the snap. Gives it to Perry around the right side. Cuts back against the grain. Still on his feet. Rumbles across the 40. And he'll pick up. We'll give him
seven
yards on the carry.
At 7.
And unofficially, I got him at 89 yards.
Okay. Christian goes to the sideline. Corey Franklin comes in with the play.
They told Mr. Rick and Ms. Lucy told Bubba, says, we're coming down. They called him Friday morning at 7 o'clock and said, we're on the road. Again, we go strong side right. Double tied in that set. We'll bring a man in motion this way. We give it to Hargett. He spins, and he'll be short of the first down. Dale by about a yard. Should be third and one from there. 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, leading it 33-0.
Hargett got through the first wave, through the line of scrimmage, and then ran up on the linebackers and tried to make a cut out of that, and unfortunately was tackled just short of the first down.
Valdosta State plays in Magnolia, Arkansas, against Southern Arkansas. The Mule Riders tomorrow, one of the few teams remaining that runs the old wishbone. Airtime at 2 o'clock, pregame at 1:30 with Dick Rocky, Tom Odom, and Glenn Copeland. Christian Glisson under center gives the ball to Jerry Postel, and he stumbles across up to the 45, up to about the 46. He'll pick up 1, 2, 3, 4 yards.
And that's another first down.
Another first down for our Vikings. And right now, Coach Mack seems content just to run the ball and just grind the clock out.
Well, right now it's working, and it, as long as something like that's working, you're going to keep going to it.
Lasers have to be at the airport about 5:45 in the morning to fly out.
Yeah, Brian Fazio's dreading the ride home tonight.
Franklin gives the ball to
Hargett,
and Hargett fights his way over the left side. Now that belly play that we complained about not working all night is working, and Hargett has picked up getting 7 yards on the carry.
Right.
Second and 7 as we go into Houston County territory down to their 47-yard line.
Yeah, to steal a line from the Rutgers football team, they're pounding the wall. They just keep pounding it and keep pounding it, and eventually the legs give out on that defensive line, and we're able to rotate those fullbacks in, and all of a sudden it's 7 yards, and then it's going to be 10 yards, and a little bit more, and a little bit more.
Inside, 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Christian back in at quarterback. Takes a snap. And you can see that ball just kind of jumbled in the backfield, and that was Jerry Postel, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. You can see him kind of fumble the ball a little bit.
He changed arms as soon as he got the ball. Instead of just keeping the handoff in the hand that he got it, he quickly made his shift to the left hand, and that's a dangerous thing when you first get the ball. You don't really have quite control of it at that time.
Third and three at the 47-yard line of Houston. They're in a six-man front. Terry Perry in motion. We give it to Hargett over the right side. He's got a big hole rumbling, fighting his way down across the 40, down to about the 36-yard line. I tell you what, we needed about three, and he gave us 10, and we got us a first down, Bill.
Keep pounding the wall.
I was going to pick at you.
What were you going to pick on me about?
I was like, say it again, and I'll pound you. It's fun to broadcast when we're winning.
Yeah, it's fun to broadcast anytime, but it's sure a lot nicer when the Vikings are playing like this.
First and 10 from the 36, Perry in motion to pitch out to Derry Perry around the right side. Cuts back inside, and Derry to pick up.
One, two, three, four, five.
Get 5 yards.
Go with five.
Keeping a rental total on the board, 94 yards. Now, that's unofficial.
Yeah.
4:14 to go. 33-0, our Vikings lead it. Kari Franklin brings the play in from the sideline.
And of course, the stats we get at halftime and at the end of the game, they're sometimes amended slightly by the time we get finals around Monday. So,
second and four. Takes the snap.
Fullback.
And I didn't know who had the ball. I did not know who had the ball. Kari Franklin can pull it in, pull it out, give it to this person. You just kind of got to wait and see. And if you didn't have binoculars on, Bill.
I would see it. I mean, he does an excellent job. He's getting better and better as this year's going on. You talk to any of the coaches, and they're just saying, you know, Kari's just learning this position. He's still learning what positions, what places to be in, how to make the pitches, et cetera.
Third and three on the 29. We're in a straightaway wing tee, double tight end. And again, we get
fumble.
To Hargett, and
fumble.
That ball's on the ground.
They stripped Hargett's arms as he came through the line of scrimmage.
Now, Houston County signaling they've got the ball. Official steps in, and he does.
So a fumble comes back and bites us. The only one of the night. And while we're trying to drive down to our end zone, they rip the arms of Adrian Hargett as he comes through the line. So, the defense back out on the field after a little rest.
Houston takes over first and 10 from the 27-yard line. 3:08 to go here in the third quarter.
He leads 33-0.
And again, Thompson splits his receivers, but this time he goes under center. He's got Davis in the backfield. Keeps the ball looking. Nowhere to go. Hit. And he'll be sacked back about the 22-yard line.
That was a broken play because you saw the quarterback, number 13, Jeff Thompson, turn around. He was ready to hand the ball off, but his back went through the hole. So Thompson just turned around and had nothing there. And when he started to move, right there was Rich Spivey. And looks like who else came in there and joined him? Looks like Chris Denson and maybe Henry Harden. We've got a few new folks on the
second and 15, the ball back at Houston's 23-yard line. Now they send trips to the press box side of the field. Thompson in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Drops back. He's looking, throws the ball way downfield. Got a man open and overthrows him at the 35.
Wes, I need to go back up. That sack was led by number 53, Michael Miller. Wes, there's an entire new defensive line out there. I was looking for Ridge Spivey to come from that position, look down, and it was number 53, Michael Miller. Now, Chris Denson is out there, but so is number 77, Akeem Palmer, at one of the defensive end spots. Let's see, Henry Harden's out there also, number 93. So a lot of new kids.
Third and 15 again, trips to the press box side of the field. Thompson drops back. He's looking. There comes the rush. Goes down, field the ball up in the air, off the fingertips of number 84. That's big Michael Reagan. It'll be fourth down
in on the coverage, breaking that up. Number four, Marcus Solomon.
Michael Thompson on to punt for the Bears with 2:07 left to go here.
New punt returner.
In the third quarter.
That would be Tyler Hunter.
Yep. Tyler Hunter.
Wes, there's been a lot of wholesale changes. We'll try and keep up with those as they happen through the evening so far now.
Thompson standing inside his 10-yard line. Hunter standing back about our 45. Nice high kick. Tyler Hunter. Hit. At least he doesn't let the ball hit. Rolls past him and rolls dead at the 33-yard line.
Young freshman Tyler Hunter wanted to step in there and try and make that catch. Wisely backed out at the last minute. It was still a dangerous play. Could have hit him. But again, we're talking about Tyler Hunter, a freshman. Got a player down for Houston, number 8, Kevin D. Or is he down, or is he just...
He's just kneeling down. Kari Franklin brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. They're in a 6-man front. Perry in motion, and we give it to Hargett over the right side, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Benz falls forward across the 35 up to the 36, giving him 3 yards on the carry.
Put him back on the horse, Wes. A lot of times you want to get that back when they drop the ball, put it back in their hands as quickly as possible.
Second and 7, the ball out at our 36-yard line. Follow the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Darius Perry in motion again. We give it to Hargett. No. Kari Franklin keeps it and gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
Kari was met by about 4 or 5 defenders for the Houston County Bears, and he just hit a brick wall and had to stop. He had the pitch man out there in Darius Perry, but again, they great defensive play by Houston County, and the pitch, he was not able to make that. Wisely just held on to it, took his hit, and lives to play another down. Christian Glisson now comes in along with Darius Howell at wide receiver. Darius will come wide to our side. Darius Perry, Jerry Postel in the backfield.
Glisson takes a snap, drops back. There comes the rush. He's hit by the line of scrimmage, gets away from one man. Rolling, throws the ball out, and we're going to have a holding. Back at our 30-yard line.
Yeah, the throw was to number 29, Jerry Postel. But he dropped the catch. You're right, Wes, holding.
And tip leads by about to 14-13 at the half.
14-13 at the half. So 14-13 at the half. So Tip County still lead. That, I told you, Wes, they really very similar team. The talent level about the same. That's a real good game. It's a game that if we didn't have one tonight, one I'd want to be at.
I agree with you.
20 seconds left in the...
20.2 seconds. To
there you
exact,
go.
Mr.
We're going to go punt.
When we
Dayton Martin.
Two kick returners back deep for Houston, standing about their 35. Hayden Martin standing at the 20. There's Chip Osborne. Snap. Right on the money.
A little low that time, Wes.
I was on the money. The ball's on the ground, and they dropped it. But they recover it and they get it back at the 32. I think that was Craig Presley. He did. He went to pick it up, dropped it, and we had Vikings all around it, but Presley wisely fell right back on it. And that's where Houston will take over first and 10 at their 32-yard line with 10.4 seconds to go. And the Vikings with a 33-point lead. Number 19, Cameron Brown checks in.
Yeah, that snap a little bit low. I look over there, Coach Langford, talking to Chip. We just want to make sure what was going on in that last play.
They go back to the straightaway wing tee. They send one receiver to the far side, bring a man in motion. They give it to, that looks like Javarius Smith, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, spins, and he's up to the 35. I tell you what, that could give him about 4 yards on that carry.
Well, in on the tackle, number 35, that's Karay Jackson, along with number 55. For the Vikings, that's Dustin Weiser. Again, a lot of guys getting some opportunities to play, and that's the quarter.
That was not just Jarius Smith. That was Nick That was number 22, Nick Clay. We will take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 33-0 as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lounge Live Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
The most important customer at General Rental Center is you. It's true. Homeowner or contractor, you're equally important to them. If you come in once a year or once a week, they're going to take the time to make sure that you have the right tool, and they can provide complete instructions on how to use it correctly for easier, faster job completion. It's all part of the everyday service of Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
Now back to more Vikings football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back in Martin Stadium. Start the fourth quarter, and Houston jumps offside.
Wes, we got a running clock now with a 33-0 lead. GHSA rules say if you have a 30-point lead going into the fourth quarter, that there is a running clock.
And you can use the tip principle. It only stops for timeout,
yep,
injuries,
and penalty.
And penalty. Well, it didn't stop for that penalty.
No, it was still running. This crew wants it to run. You know, and I've seen some people stop it with your tip drill, but then I've seen crews do this too and not stop it in a penalty situation.
Second and 10. Thompson goes under center. Now it's backed out. He's calling for an audible. Nope, he wants timeout. And that's because...
No, he just appealed to the official.
Tell our band to stop playing.
Oh, don't start the fodder now. The band is cheating again. Wes, I don't want to get started with that. But, yeah, the quarterback asked for the official to have the band stop.
Thompson goes under center. Sends one man to our side of the field. Side into the near side. Now he
calls a timeout.
Well, we'll just keep it right here, Bill. Got a message. That unofficially, Brian Fazio has Darius Perry with 116 yards.
I don't think we got that many yards.
I've got him with 94.
Yeah. And Darius may be done for the 96.
I would imagine.
Well, if you look on defense right now, you got Lance Stevens, number 61, in there.
Well, I'll tell you
number
what.
Number 18 is Darryl Rolls out there.
I'll tell you what, Bill, the easiest way to do is call our stat master of them and ask him what he's got.
Well, the way they do that, though, they've got it spread out. They won't have it compiled for a little while.
Thompson gives the ball to
the ground. On the ground.
He picks it up, hit way behind the line of scrimmage, and tackled back at the 20. And that was number 22. It was not just John Tavius Smith. It was Nick Clay.
Number 10, Selvin Smith in on the tackle. Again, no cast on his arm. I kind of lose sight of him. Also in on the tackle, 55, Justin Weiser.
Third and about 22. This quarter will go by in a hurry.
Yep.
It will be a short post game, Bill.
Yes, it will. You got to get on the bus. I want to thank Coach McPherson for letting us ride up here on the bus with the team, and you're going to ride home on the team bus.
I'm going to sleep.
I get to drive home.
Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Thompson in the shotgun, drops back, looking, throws way down, throw across the line, throw everybody.
In coverage, number 18, Darryl Rolls.
I want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Coach's Children. Randy McPherson Show Tuesday night at Locos Deli and Pub. It'll be senior night because we have an off night next Friday night. It'll be senior night. It'll be a lot of seniors up there. We'll have a chance to sit down and talk to an interview. And it's a real fun night. And also tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the Valdosta State Blazers play the Southern Arkansas Mule Riders in Magnolia, Arkansas. Dick Rocky, Tom Odom, and the legendary Glenn Copeland. Michael Thompson, the punt for the Bears. High, high punt. Tyler Hunter signals fair catch. And he makes the catch, drops the ball, picks it back up at our 46, and that's where we'll take over. First and 10 right there.
Well, let's see what we got coming out. We're going to probably see a lot of young players on the offensive line. I want to try and get those names out there as well. Number 76 I see coming out, Deion Crenshaw, along with 66, and that is, of course, Jamie Cornelius.
There's a flag on the field, Bill.
Okay, 74, Justin Browning. Who else? 58, that is Matthew Stanley.
Clock's running. They put the flag up now, see what they're going to do.
Number 90. Personal
foul against our Vikings.
Also, number 90, T.J. Coleman comes out into the field. Hayden Martin at one of the wingback positions. Who else we got back there? Number 27, that is Dominique Davis. 34, that's going to be Kevin Wright. Try and get everybody out there on the field. And I think you're right, Wes. Darius Perry's night is over.
I want to say hello to Beverly Lasseter out in Kingsland, listening to tonight's broadcast.
What are you doing over there?
I can hear myself.
And then you're peeking out the meter. I'm sure Chad's back there going, oh, my God. Sorry about that. I just got a pick on you.
We bring D.J. Coleman to our side. No, now, this is interesting.
What's that? Yeah. Did it was against them? Or they going to re-punt?
See, what we're going to do is, this is not making a whole lot of sense here. Because yeah. I wasn't this late in the game.
And the clock continues to run. Wes, I agree with you 100%. And the clock should be stopped during a penalty, especially during this deliberation.
I thought it stopped on timeouts, injuries, and penalties.
And with the crews in the games where we have had 30-point leads, we have seen that. Now, they're giving them the ball. They're saying the penalty was, I guess, pre-possession. How would you say that? So personal foul against the Vikings, 15-yard penalty, and so they retain possession of the ball. Well, those offensive guys were excited to get out there, and now they're back on the sideline.
And about 2.5 minutes run off the clock. We're down to 6 minutes to go in this contest. Ball all of that. When it's all said and done, Houston has the ball at their own 45-yard line. They send one receiver far side. Thompson goes under center. We're in a five-man front. Takes a snap. Gives to the tailback coming around the left side, and we'll run him out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Houston.
Feldon Smith then on the tackle.
Well, they mark him down at the 50. He's second and five from there.
Clock running at 5:37. House is still playing all of their starters, it looks like.
Craig Presley goes to the Viking side of the field. Thompson takes a snap, drops back, looks, goes downfield. Off the fingertips of Craig Presley at our 40-yard line.
In on coverage, number 5, Tyler Hunter for the Vikings. We need to check about that before we go any further in the season. And let's make that our project. Find out really what does that rule say about the running clock. Because I really, like you, I thought during a penalty, especially during that kind of a long deliberation, that there needed to have been a stoppage.
Third and 5 from the 50-yard line. 4:40 to go in the ball game. Thompson under center takes the snap. Drops back, rolls right, looking, throws back, got a man open at the 50, across the 45, the 40 down the sidelines. We hit him, and we finally haul him down at our 28-yard line.
So a first down for the Houston County Bears. Looks like in on the tackle, number 77, Akeem Palmer, along with number 61, that's Lance Stevens out there.
The Bears still with all their starters in the ball game. We're running our second team. Craig Presley goes far side.
and our second team, not to take anything away, these guys are playing a hard ball game right here in the
fourth quarter. Four-man front. Thompson throws out. Cressley makes the catch, tries to get away from one man. And Tyler Hunter runs him out. Nobody down the sideline. Touchdown, Houston County.
Boom. Houston County breaks onto the scoreboard here with 3:44 left in the ball game. Now the clock does stop after a touchdown.
Thompson on to attempt the extra point. Jeff Thompson to hold. As the snap falls down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 3:44 to go in the ball game, it's our Vikings 33, Houston County 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs in a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood-framed home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tight end she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Look good.
Again, until that last one.
Back at McConnell Tolliver Stadium, there's 3:44 to go in this contest. And Vikings lead at 33-7. Houston just got on the board.
Against our young guy.
And we've got still all new numbers back there in the backfield.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots, even on the front, everywhere, lots of new guys. This is the junior varsity kickoff team. Kickoff
number 20, Rock Mitchell, back deep to receive.
And great job. Who caught that?
Number 53.
That's Michael Miller playing on that front line. Houston tried an onside kick, and Miller did a great job. Good hands. For an offense, or excuse me, a defensive lineman.
Good, because I saw Adam Dyer in number 63 also.
Yep.
The Vikings will go to 5-1 on the year, 2-0 in the region. Houston County will drop to 1-5 on the year and 0-2 in the region, and will be off next Friday night.
Tyler Hunter now in at quarterback.
2 weeks from tonight at Martin Stadium, the Wildcats will be
Hayden Martin,
at the house.
Carrier.
Give it to Hayden Martin over the left side. Martin will pick up about 6-7 yards.
Yeah.
The Randy McPherson Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub at 10 o'clock.
That'll be a special show. The show that we do the week of
the bye week.
Off week. We have all the seniors come, have some dinner, and you get to interview quite a number of them.
Yep, get to talk to the seniors.
This is a great senior class, too.
Thomas Rump
saying that either.
Comes near side. Tyler Hunter takes the snap, gives it to
number 27.
And that is Dominic Davis, and he'll rumble all the way down to about the 34-yard line. That's enough for a first down. Under 2.5 minutes to go now. And, of course, Dick Rocky, Sal Modem, and Glenn Copeland will be in
Southern Arkansas.
It'll be in Magnolia, Arkansas for Southern Arkansas. Not off the state football game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Free game at 1:30 on Rock 108. Like I say, the last time those three were together for a football game was right here at McConnell Talbot Stadium in 1997. Tyler Hunter takes the snap. Gives it to Hayden Martin around the left side. Got blockers out in front. Cuts back inside across the 30. Down to about the 29-yard line. Picked up about 6 on the carry. And I tell you, if anybody wants to score, it's Hayden Martin.
Yeah, I believe so. Hayden, good little running back, of course, playing punter this year on the varsity. He plays a lot of junior varsity, about a half every Thursday so that he can get some playing time in. Hayden now checks out. Coming in, looks like number 17. That's Michael Copeland in on offense. He'll be going out in the wide receiver position. Number 45, that is, I don't have a 45. We got some ninth graders out there, Wes.
Ball is for 20, that's Rock Mitchell, and he's hitting the back.
Rock, that's it.
So that's a new nickname for number 20, Rock Mitchell. The Rock gets put down in the backfield. Well, they get him to the line of scrimmage because that's where he's gained some yards, definitely. Clock running now, 37 seconds.
I got a quote on it. It says, at Georgia Southern, we don't cheat. That costs money, and we don't have any.
I got a copy of that today.
The legendary Irk Russell. 25 seconds and counting. Tyler Hunter takes the snap. Again, gives it to...
That's number 13. You got a 13 on the roster?
I have done put my roster away, Bill.
Explain who that is. We're down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's ball game. Our Vikings have defeated the Houston County Bears 33-7 to go to 5-1 on the year, 2-0 in the region. Houston County drops to 1-5 on the year. And 0-2 in the region. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back. Hopefully, we might have you a few stats by then. Once again, our Vikings have beat the Houston County Bears 33-7. You're listening to Lounge High Football on Newstalk 105.9 WPGA.
High school football on.